So what can we be sure of? So I just wanted to ask what we can be sure of. Well, the first thing, and this is sort of by way of conclusion, the first thing that we can be sure of is that things are not what they seem. Even if quantum physics proves to be incorrect and is superseded by a more impressive theory, we're never going to, I think, be able to return to a simple common sense view of matter, of reality. Relativity, which I've not been able to go into, says that space and time are not what they seem. So not only is matter not what it seems, space and time are nothing like what we take them to be. The past, the present, and the future, this notion of time as flowing through an absolute space, is not how physics sees things. Well, I just want to read another bit of Einstein. He was writing a letter of condolence to the widow of a friend that had died. It's a lovely thing to write. He says, "Now he has departed from this strange world a little ahead of me." That means nothing. People like us, who believe in physics, know that the distinction between the past, the present, and the future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. So things are not what they seem. Secondly, if the Copenhagen interpretation is correct, then we can't talk of an objectively existing reality separate from our consciousness, separate from the subject. It's almost as if physics, starting from the assumption of objectivity, comes to the very limits of the subject-object duality and starts to come unstuck because its assumptions are that there was an objective world. It comes unstuck. And fourthly, even if the interpretation of the Copenhagen interpretation, even if that's proven to be wrong, even if there is an objective reality, it seems to be now indisputable that everything's connected to everything else. The interconnectedness of that objective reality is a fact, and that we're woven into that. So I find all of that very fascinating. Hopefully some of you at least have found that interesting. But I think I want to conclude by saying, well, of course, it's very limited. Even if it's all true, well, quantum physics doesn't really say anything about how we live our lives. It doesn't say anything about ethics. It doesn't say anything about values, even though it might hint at such things. However, it can influence our worldview, and I think that that's an important thing to try and take on board. It can influence our perspective. I think for me, it can help me stay in touch with a sense of wonder, and a sense of wonder for me is very connected with a sense of Shraddha, of reverence. It's when I think I know it all that the sense of Shraddha seems to go. So I want to finish now with some words again from Einstein, who seems to, I think, have been a man of spiritual insight. Certainly his writings seem to me to imply that. Genuine depth. These words that I'm going to read, they're my favourite thing that I've read of Einstein. They echo for me words in the Manjugosha Stuti Sadhana. Well, perhaps we'll see why. But they definitely seem to me to be words of wisdom. I just want to conclude with them. A human being is part of a whole, called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to the affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in all its beauty. Nobody is able to achieve this completely, but striving for such an achievement is in itself a part of the liberation and a foundation for inner security.